Friends, what do we require to get us through these days? In the coming week, I intend to focus on some things that will help to sustain us. These are not in some order of priority, because we really need them all interacting together to handle life well. I begin with the fact that we will need to be sustained by wisdom. By that I don't mean that we should all sign up for some advanced university course. In its most basic form, I am suggesting that we all need to exercise good common sense and prudence in the choices we make. We do well to remember, as some have pointed out, that apparently common sense is not always that common. Among all the advice coming to us about dealing with COVID-19, there are some voices that simply do not represent good common sense. Some of those voices simply ignore or contradict the best advice coming to us from those with recognized medical skill and experience. No matter who puts forward such ideas, we need to assess them from the perspective of common sense. As in the case of all scams, the guideline is, if it sounds too easy or simple to be true, then it probably is not true. Check out what you hear against the opinions being presented by those with established reputations for expertise in medical matters. COVID-19 is a complex virus and presents great challenges for those trying to understand it. Simple, glib answers are to be received with careful scrutiny. The scriptures speak of wisdom as being based on the fear of the Lord. Our trust in God involves both living with common sense and living our lives in such a way that we reflect praise and trust in Him, even when we feel challenged and uncertain. Godly wisdom does not, however, ask us to abandon prudence and common sense. Just a thought for living in these days.